one?
Yeah.
I don't want to face that one.
I don't either. I don't ever catch many fish.
I don't either, but I sure do love to go.
Yeah. What do you use for bait?
I like plain old worms.
Anything else you use?
Grub worms, shrimp, anything I can get a hold of.
A little fish, about that long?
Little minnows?
Mm-hmm.
I caught a bunch of little bass down in Arkansas on tomato rind one time.
Well, I'll be darned.
Tomato peelings. Run out of bait.
Mm-hmm. How about those animals with a tail in the front that live in the water? Like the claws? Do you ever use those for bait? They look like a freshwater shrimp.
Oh, you mean an old crawdad.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Tail in front.
They swim backwards.
They swim backwards. Yeah, they have pinchers. They're crawdads.
They do have pinchers.
Caught those when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
Catch tadpoles and put them in Mama's rain barrel. She didn't think our hair could be washed in anything but rainwater. She always had a rain barrel. Then she'd go out to get rainwater to wash our hair in, and it'd be full of tadpoles.
Oh boy.
I think the correct name for them is pollywogs, but they were tadpoles. They're still tadpoles to me.
What do you call an animal with a hard shell that you find around the river over his back?
Turtles?
Uh-huh. How about the one you find out in pastures?
Oh, he's a terrapin.
And that insect with two sets of wings, it'll land on your fish pole?
That's a dragonfly. I always called them. I don't know what they are.
You know, looks like that. Dragonfly, you too? You ever heard that called a snake feeder or a snake doctor?
Yes, I've heard snake
doctor. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd forgotten about it. That's an old, the older people use that.
I've heard it.
Mm-hmm. When I was little, and we'd go fishing, and Mom would always caution us when we saw one of those that there's a snake around close, because that was a snake feeder.
They're supposed to take food for the snake.
I guess, I don't know.
Hmm. When I was a kid, we had a myth that they'd sew your eyes shut.
Oh.
They were called devil's darning needles.
Those?
Yeah. Oh. They eat mosquitoes. And other little old gnats.
Well, now, what I've always heard in connection with sewing your eyes closed is that praying mantis.
Uh-huh.
That's the devil's darning needle. He's so long and slender. Now, he's the devil's darning. You just grew up in the wrong place. That's a devil's darning needle. And he was very, very poisonous and dangerous when I was growing up.
Boy, they certainly look wicked, don't they?
Yes, I do.
How about those little bugs that fly around at night and blink a light?
Well, those were lightning bugs.
Yeah. Oh, I'd like to see those.
They're not lightning bugs either. They're lightning bugs. Lightning bugs.
What do you call the insect that burrows under your skin and makes the itchy red spot?
You mean a chigger?
Yeah. No.
Chiggers? Those are chiggers.
It was just this summer that I learned you can take the sting out by putting Clorox in your bath water.
Or you can use the clear.